Welcome to Multifamily Real Estate Investing, presented by Mara Poling. My name is Pat Poling. I'm the founder and CEO of Mara Poling, and I'm happy to be with you this week as we start talking about the future, the 2024 multifamily outlook. Each year, we host a webinar in January where we take a look at what we think the next year is going to look like. Our crystal ball is no better than anyone else's. We get a lot of questions, though, about what we think the next year is going to hold in store for multifamily. And so we like to address those all at once. And we're going to take a sneak peek today. If you have any questions, shoot me an email, pat@marapoling.com. Please go register for this session, the 2024 Multifamily Outlook. It's available at the Learning Center at marapoling.com. I encourage you, register for the session, whether you are able to attend or not. The session itself is on Tuesday, January 16th, 11 p.m. out west, 2 p.m. in the east, and all the other times in between. If you are able to attend, fantastic. If you are not able to attend, if you know that today, still register. You will get the presentation material in advance, and you'll have first access to the recording of the session. So I encourage you, go take advantage of that opportunity. What we wanted to do today was touch on the topics that we're going to discuss, mention very briefly some ideas we have about each of those, and ask a question. And that question is, what else would you like to know? We got about a month or so, give or take the lost weeks from the holidays. We got about a month or so now between now and the outlook. Shoot me an email. Let me know if there's something in particular you'd like us to address that isn't covered with the topics I'm about to share with you. Okay, let's dive into it. 2023 has been an interesting year. It's really been an interesting several years, right? We finished off 2019 with the inkling of something coming our way because of this outbreak. And in 2020, we were full on into COVID-19 and the intentional shutdown of the U.S. economy and really the world economy. In 2021, we began to see some movement of recovering from all of that, although still basically shut down. And in 2022, we actually started coming out of it. And through all of that, the economy did some things that were really different. As I said, we've never shut the economy off before. That was a new one. In addition to that, we would have expected and were prepared for a significant fall off in occupancy and certainly in an increase in bad debt and write-offs. We actually saw increases in occupancy, significant increases in occupancy during those time frames. And while bad debt went up, it went up a fraction of what it absolutely could have gone up. So a very interesting time. 2023 was really a year and is a year where we're still dealing with the economic impacts of the significant amount of inflation that the economy has experienced. And as most economists say, as a result of the recovery process from the economic shutdown around COVID. So we're still dealing with COVID impacts just in a different way. With all that movement, what does 2024 look like? That's what we really want to try and address in that session. As I said, our crystal ball is no better than anybody else's. We do have access to lots of other crystal balls, though. And so the material we'll be sharing in January is a consolidation of what we are being told or shared with us from the lending community, from the broker community, from lenders, servicers, from Freddie and Fannie, from the buyers in the marketplace, from other operators like Mara Polling, from investors that we get feedback from. Is any of it right? No, no one person's going to have it dead on accurate. In general, we can probably add it all together, at least get a better picture of what everybody thinks. And from that, maybe we get an idea of what the future holds. One of the beauties of investing in multifamily real estate is, while all of these factors are absolutely important, the core value of investing in multifamily, that we're providing a extremely essential service, an essential product in that it's shelter, right? Food and shelter. And that we're doing it in a market space, in this Class B market space, that is highly insulated from A's and C's and from economic turmoil. Doesn't mean it doesn't experience it, but it's much more insulated than the other segments of the marketplace. That can give us a lot of comfort. And we also want to look at what's going on to see, is there something we should be doing different, or that we shouldn't be doing, or some things that we should be doing in terms of how we acquire and operate and manage portfolios? And are there some investment strategies that would make sense to use in 2024, given what's going on in the marketplace? So one of the things we're going to talk about in this session in January is about occupancy and about rent growth. If you've listened to our podcasts or been to any of our webinars for any length of time, you'll know that we believe that tenants determine what rents are. And the way they do that is by communicating by virtue of saying yes or no to a lease, and that that market feedback is what moves rents. And that market feedback is in the form of occupancy. If we have a property highly occupied, when units become available, they are leased very quickly. That is the tenant base telling us this is a really good value, and we'd probably be willing to pay a little bit more. Conversely, if we have a property that is not well occupied, and when a unit becomes available, it doesn't lease in the first day or week, and it takes time to get that unit occupied, then that's the market telling us that alternatives create a better option for me right now than what your value proposition is. And then that leads us to either alter our rent strategy or introduce concessions or do other things that would cause us to be more competitive in that environment. The notion that we as property owners, as landlords, that we set rents is not true. Yes, we actually dial in what the number is and say that unit's going to be $1,000, but we don't pick $1,000 arbitrarily or greedily. We pick it based on, I need this unit rented, what's the number it's going to rent at? So for 2024, what's that going to look like? What do we think occupancies look like? What kind of rent growth do we think we're going to see? We'll be sharing some of that information, as well as what that looks like, what the tenant marketplace looks like around all of that. What are tenants telling us they want? And again, some of this is tenants actually telling us, right? A prospective tenant coming in and saying, oh, I'm looking for a 2-bedroom around 900 square feet, and I don't need anything fancy. I'm looking for a good value. Some tenants will actually come in and do that. Most do not say that. And the way we learn what they are interested in is, again, by looking at how the properties and the market is performing. If what we experience and what we see elsewhere in the marketplace is classic, meaning modestly or not heavily renovated units are renting faster and have a higher occupancy than units that are heavily renovated, or that the rents that you get for a classic versus an upgraded unit are closer to each other as opposed to further apart, that's the marketplace telling us something about what tenants want. And we've got some data on that that we'll share and it's coloring what we have in terms of plans for 2024. What about the economy? What's going to happen? Now, we're terrible, as everybody else is, about forecasting economic activity. We can look at the forecast others have put together on growth, on unemployment, on interest rates, and based on all of that, come to some conclusion as to what we think the kind of overall economic environment might be in that we're going to operate in. And then based on that, what do we think that's going to do? Is that going to alter the demand that we're going to experience, right? Are we going to see people looking at more alternatives or relocating? Again, we select our markets based on their resiliency. Generally speaking, when times get tough, these types of markets actually experience more net migration from a positive standpoint, because this is where jobs are. And so we'll talk about that a little bit. What about NOI values? What's happening with cap rates, for those of you that like that terminology? Is a dollar of NOI going up in value or down in value or staying the same? And what do we think that's going to look like for the next period of time? And when you put all that together, are there some strategies that make sense? Strategies for us, for Mara Poling, how might we manage our existing portfolio and the portfolios we are growing and adding to? What strategies might we be using? And what about strategies for you? What about strategies for a passive investor that's working with a firm like Mara Poling or another sponsor, or an investor like many of you that are building your own portfolios or looking to build your own portfolios? What strategies might make sense for 2024 based on this fuzzy, murky, cloudy, inaccurate view of the future that we're going to help share? That's what we're going to go through. So go to the website, marapoling.com, marapoling.com. Go to the Learning Center tab, and under there, you'll find webinars. On the webinar page, you'll see a link for the registration for the session, the 2024 Multifamily Outlook, presented by Mara Poling, scheduled for Tuesday, January 16th, again, 11 a.m. out west, noon Mountain Time, 1 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. in the east. We're going to cover all the different items that I just described and whatever else you have questions about. So shoot me an email, pat@marapoling.com, with a question of, well, what about this? Can you talk more about how this might work in 2024? Or what do you think of this as a strategy? Or do you see them being, as we get closer to the election, will there be more movement in the economy in the first half of the year and less as we get closer into the election cycle, which is, a typical activity that happens every 4 years? Shoot me an email and we'll be happy to add those items in. If you register, and this is the reason I would encourage you to do so, if you register, not only will we send you a copy of the material in advance, so roughly the day before, because we want it to be the latest and greatest, we'll send you a copy of what it is we're going to go over, and we record these sessions. So if you are unable to attend, maybe you're able to attend today and then something comes up in your schedule and you're not able to participate live. We'd love to have you there live, but if you're not able to be there with us, we understand. Things happen. You'll get a copy of the recording, and you'll get that first if you're registered. Now, if you don't register, can you get this material? Sure you can, but you'll have to wait until it shows up on the Multifamily Real Estate channel, and then you'll have to request a copy of the material separately. It works much better if you simply register for the session. We've got lots and lots of rooms, so there shouldn't be any issue with being able to accommodate all of you that would like to participate. So I hope that you're as excited about 2024 as we are. I really would hope that you'll be able to join us in January for the 2024 Multifamily Outlook. I think it's going to be a great session. Shoot me any questions you have about that or anything you'd like us to include that I haven't already mentioned would be part of the session. And of course, join me next week for another episode of Multifamily Real Estate Investing presented by Mara Poland.